Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Living the Dream. My name is Christian Ramirez here at kpcradio.com, and this is that show where we get to know somebody, get to know what they've been doing since they were young, work-wise, and how long it's taken them and what they've done to get to where they are now. So, let's get started. Here in the studio today, I have Stefan Grasu, and I gotta say, I stalked him a little bit on Instagram before this interview just to kind of get an idea of who he was. And I don't know if he's single or not, but ladies, he is better looking in person than he is on his Instagram. That I can promise you.
So you're telling me I look bad in my pictures is what I'm picking
no,
up.
No, oh, no, no, no. I was excited. I was excited to interview you after seeing your pictures. Now I'm just excited to have you in the studio.
Flattery's going to get you everywhere, man.
How you doing, Stefan?
I'm doing great, man. You know, another day, another dollar made.
Mm-hmm.
More headaches done.
More headaches. Uh-huh. That's cool. Do you like the gloomy weather right now? Because it's not sunny. It's nice and cold.
You know something? This is actually perfect golf weather.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm actually, you know, contemplating after this, taking the day off and maybe go, you know, getting a quick nine holes in.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, I was going to ask maybe if you went in the morning, but I guess maybe you're looking forward to doing
no,
it later.
See, the problem with in the morning, man, a lot of old people like to golf in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And you're always waiting behind them.
Right.
So it takes a lot longer. And then also, like, the way I am, if I wake up and I do something that's not work-related in the morning, I will not want to work that day.
Gotcha.
You get in that vibe
where
you just want to kind of like...
The chill vibe.
Yeah, the relax, you know, don't feel like going into the office, and then that's never good.
I gotcha.
Secretary calls me, screaming, cussing, et cetera.
Yeah. No cussing on this show.
No, of course not. We wouldn't want that.
All right. All right, man. So I don't know if you've listened before because I have a running joke on the show that I think only my family listens, right? And so basically on this show, we just get to know you, but you get to know your work history. Kind of like going through your resume from the bottom to the top. Like, what's your first job, what's your worst job, and what you're doing now?
So my very first job, I'd have to say, was my family owns cafes and restaurants.
Okay.
So being, you know, European, they believe very much in working, you know, from being at a young age. So I want to say I probably started working in my parents' cafe, which
Are you first generation here?
I am first generation
okay.
here.
So you're working in the cafe?
Working in that cafe, you know, I started by just, like, you know, filling the ice because we had, like, soda machines, stocking, like, the chips and, like, the fast, you know, little snack aisles.
How old were you?
I want to say I was probably 11. I still remember the first deal I brought up with my dad. I wanted a PlayStation.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, all right, well, you know, if you want something, you need to work for it.
Right.
And I'm like... Why?
I'm
like,
Dad, you got the money.
Like,
I know it.
Right. I'm like, just don't be cheap. You know, just get me a PlayStation. He goes, and I'll never forget the exact phrase he told me. Why do I have to wake up in the morning for you to play a PlayStation?
That's true. He's got a very valid point.
Right. So then we started bartering, you know, back and forth. And we came to the agreement. I can get the PlayStation, but then I would have to work down the balance of what it cost.
Okay.
So that's essentially what happened. That was my first job, I would say. So, you know,
So basically, he gave you credit.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like my first credit card.
Yeah. It's
just with a really bad bank.
No, yeah. No interest, though, I hope.
High interest rate, man. So that's what we started doing. You know, I started going down there, and I would, you know, fill the ice, you know, and then stock, like, the chips, stock the candies, do whatever, like, you know, clean the tables, you know, sweep the floors, all that stuff. As I got older, I don't want to say around, like, you know, 14, my grandma, my mom actually started to teach me to cook, which I really like to cook.
Oh, good. Uh-huh.
So I actually started filling in, like, you know, like the fryers for the French fries and, like, the chicken patties and all that. And essentially from there it went to, like, dicing up the vegetables. And I want to say by the time I was 15, I was actually in the kitchen, you know, taking orders, you know, doing anything that needed to be done when they needed it. You know, if we had, like, a family crisis where, you know, for whatever reason, one of my parents couldn't go in, you know, I would cover for them and essentially start, you know, either the kitchen or the register, whatever they really needed. You know, at that point, you kind of learned everything that you needed to know about it.
Yeah.
So, it's fun times.
That's good. So, you learned to cook in there.
Yeah, actually, I did learn to cook, which is a very, very useful skill these days.
Do you still cook?
I do cook, man.
Yeah.
I actually love to cook. It's actually now more recreational than anything else. So, like, when I'll get home, it's kind of like the unwind. You know, like, everyone has their own series of things they like to do when they get home.
Mm-hmm.
Mine would be, like, you know, to start to cook dinner, hang out with my pup, you know, and just kind of, like, mellow down from, like, that.
Oh, my goodness, you have a puppy, too.
I do have a puppy.
Okay. Yeah. Stefan, are you single?
You know, I am single.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies, there is a very... is it ladies? Do you like ladies?
Of course.
Okay, just checking. You never know, you know? And he is very good looking, and he is single. If you want to hit me up on Twitter for any personal questions for my man Stefan here... let's see, what is my Twitter handle? I don't even know because I never use it.
You know, considering you told me only your family listens to this show, uh-huh. I don't know.
Well, you never know, you know, like they have friends. Everybody has friends, right? Yeah, right? So hit me up on Twitter at CRAMKPCR. That's a good way to go. All right, let's figure that out. Hey. Stefan, let's get some real questions in here. Right. I'm going to keep an eye on this if something comes in.
Of course. I'm expecting at least one or two messages in the next, you know, couple of minutes.
All right, so that's Stefan. So now you know how to cook. What did you do after working with your parents?
So, I want to say around 14 and a half, I got my work permit because you require a work permit to work for, you know, people that aren't trying to do, you know, like you want to go the legal route. My first, I want to say, actual job from someone that wasn't family was at Smart and Final.
Okay.
It's 14 and a half.
Uh-huh.
And I was called a service clerk.
Okay.
Which essentially is a very nice way of putting everybody's lackey. So, you know, that job was kind of... stock the shelves, you know, clean the bathrooms, which I, to this day, personally, I'm scarred from cleaning bathrooms because it was just atrocious. I don't even want to, you know, reminisce on that. So I did that, you know, stock the dairy, check the meats, write the dates, all the basic stuff that a clerk would do.
Yeah.
And I actually had that job from 14 and a half to, I want to say, 16.
Okay, so you're there for a good little while.
Yeah, I was there for a little while.
As a teenager?
As a teenager, and you know, I'll never forget, I started having a little bit more issues with the manager because I was playing football at the time, and I actually started working on computers at 14 as well. Mm-hmm. So I crashed my computer out of the blue just one day. It didn't work. So we had a family friend that, you know, fixed computers, so they had come over to the house, took a look at it, you know, started typing up, you know, God knows what in the computer at that point. And, you know, he made the computer, like, brand new. It was better than the day I took it out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you remember back in the day, you know, I'm sure you have a, you know, very strong following of younger teenagers. Back in the day, computers were, like, astronomically expensive.
Okay.
Like, yeah. You figure it was, like, back in, I want to say 2000, it was, like, maybe, like, $1,000 for a computer, which... you know, if you equivalate that today, it's probably like $3,000 or $4,000 to what it is today, you know? So he fixed it, and I remember asking him, I go, hey, man, like, how did you do it? Like, you know, like, tell me how you did it, thinking that if it happens again, I don't need to worry about it. And the guy gave me a book. And I'm like, wow, you want to be, you know, a jerk, just tell me all that. I'm not going to, it was a thick book, man. I mean, thick. And you didn't know me, but back in the day, I did not like to read, you know, I was... football, you know, home, and then work, you know, make the money, you know, whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
You know, some unfortunate events happened where I got expelled from school, you know, about 3 weeks after that incident, wrongfully accused of some stuff.
so, okay, OJ.
No, that was definitely wrongfully accused, man. That was, you know, it was, and it's funny to say because that actually could be said as another business for what they accused me of you know, in the school.
Okay, but go past that.
Yeah, so.
It seems like you still have very hard feelings.
I do have very hard feelings.
Okay, go. Continue with the computer stuff.
That's perfect. So I got expelled, and my dad was like, go to your room. You know, I don't want to see you get out of your room. So I'm thinking, you know, awesome. Got a PlayStation in there, got a computer in there, got a TV in there.
Yeah.
It's every game.
It's like a vacation.
Vacation, I'm good. And no school. Yeah, no, he cut the power from the circuit breaker in my room.
Nice.
Yeah, so I had no power in there.
Your dad's a genius.
Oh, yeah, dude. He gave me a candle. I'll never forget that. He goes, oh, there you go. So, you know, during the days, it got quite lonely in that room, you know what I mean? So I'll never forget, I was looking at the book. I crack open the book, and I read the whole book in, like, I want to say 3 days. I understood it. I couldn't describe it. I just understood it. Called the guy up, you know, asked him if he had any more books, kind of like laughed. He goes, oh, you read it? You understood it? Started asking me some questions, and he's like, wow, okay, yeah, I do. Brought me another two books, read those out in the next, like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. And then he gave me a test, you know, in a sense of what it was. He started giving me a test, and I gave him back the test. He goes, hey, man, you know, you want to work on computers on the weekend? I can bring you some computers that I grab from clients. You know, I'll pay you X amount, you know, to fix them, and then I'll just come pick them up. And I'm like, sure, why not, man? It's awesome. At that point, it was fun. It was like a puzzle. You get to break it apart, put it back together, and whatnot. So my days and weekends, basically, you know, school and football, and then Smart and Final, and then on weekends I'd work on computers. So at one point, my actual daily schedule was I would be up at 3:30, I would be at Smart and Final at 4 o'clock, I would work from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, go to school from 7:30 to 1:30, I'd go to football from 2 to 5, back to Smart and Final from 5 to about 9 to get a full work day in for the full 8 hours, and then I'd go home. Kept that up till I was 16, and then I got my license. And as the years gone on, I was learning more and more. And I'll never forget, Smart and Final wanted me to work a Friday night. Well, we had football games Friday night.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, told them I can't do that. And I'll never forget this manager, man. It was probably one of the funniest scenes of my life. He goes, well, you know, if you can't work this weekend, you know, I don't know if you're going to have a future here. And I'm like, well, you know something, man? I quit. I'm like, you know, I'm fed up with this, you know.
Nice.
I quit. And he goes, you can't quit. You're fired. And
nice. Just,
I'm like, unemployment, sweet.
Yeah, thank you.
And then he goes, no, you quit.
Yeah. What a dummy.
Yeah, so I called the guy up. I'm like, hey, man, I have, like, some free time.
So that was your last day?
That was my last day.
Oh, good.
That was my last day. I'm like, hey, man, I have some free time, you know.
To the computer book
to the computer guy. I'm like, and he goes, awesome. You can drive now. And I'm like, yeah, I can. He goes, I'll start sending you on site. So I started driving on site to clients for like the next 4 or 5 months, and I started noticing that I was pitching their clients, because at this point he had also introduced me to like 2 or 3 other guys that he had worked with, and they were all just using me as freelance, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever they had some stuff they wanted to do,
needed somebody, they'd send you.
Yeah, they'd send me. So I'm starting to realize I'm very inclined to selling for them. So I'm starting to convince their clients to like upgrade their systems and upgrade their servers, their routers, just essentially do like all these upgrades. And they weren't breaking me no commission bread, you know what I mean? So I remember bringing it up to them one day. I'm like, hey man, you know, like I'm increasing your guys' sales, you know, how about, you know, you give a little commission? And they kind of started to giggle, you know what I mean? Forget it's a 16 and a half year old kid, who are you gonna take serious?
Yeah.
And he goes, nah man, we can't do that. And you know, at that point I remember thinking like, all right, you know, that's cool. I had already gathered, I want to say maybe a handful of my own clients that were referrals from theirs at that point. And I'm like, you know, so man, I think I'm going to do my own thing. And the guy goes, what do you mean? I go, well, I think I'm going to start my own company. And the guy started laughing at me. You know, I'll never forget it. He started laughing. He goes, okay, man, well, I'll always be here if you need. And this was the other guy. The guy that I initially started with was like, that's awesome, man. Like, you know, let me know if you have time. I'll still use you. And I actually stopped working for them and essentially started my own thing.
Yeah.
And I would work with the guy that initially, you know, kind of mentored me, you know. But yeah, I started my company at, I want to say, 16 and a half. That was 13 years ago, and still going strong at it today, you know. We've expanded a little bit since then. We do custom system infrastructures now, specializing in medical IT. Also with a lot of electron distribution centers as well.
Okay.
So it's kind of like your one-stop shop for everything you need, really.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, it's going strong. Offices, Sherman Oaks, Glendale, Long Beach, Bakersfield, San Francisco, Arizona.
If you want to plug your company name, you can.
It's Vigil Co. Is the company name. You know?
Vigil Co.
Vigil Co.
V-I-G-I-L.
Space C-O. You know?
Space C-O.
Happy way I can spell.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, man. So it's... It's fun most days. You know, it's a very stressful industry. I mean, you figure computers are very, very, I want to say, they're almost as important as like employees these days. I mean, imagine if you know your phone stopped working. You know, it's kind of like the same way with computers and businesses.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing about the last 13 years. Wow, I'm old.
Is it hard to keep up though? Because it seems like technology is just advancing every single year, and it's like big leaps too, it seems like.
So the thing I love most about what I do is that it's always advancing, is that it's always changing.
So you're always learning.
I'm always learning, and you know, the thing that I will say I love the most about what I do is being able to give tools to, you know, people that are just on different levels than other people's, especially doctors and surgeons, you know, being able to give them the tools that they need to help more people, in the sense, is what I love doing the most. I love introducing technology that, you know, people wouldn't know of in any other cases, and showing them how they can benefit it to help lives is my favorite part of what I do. You know, so it's fun, man. It's fun to see how technology continues to advance.
Yeah.
And it's even more fun to see how we adapt to those advances.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Cool, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, you know, just in time, we got our first Twitter.
Oh.
Our first tweet.
Our first tweet. I think it's a tweet. No, it's a twit. I can't say the other word. You're talking off the
And surprisingly enough, somebody listens.
Really?
Yeah.
Your mom, your dad, your sister.
The handle name is Jamin. I don't know if that's a guy or a girl.
Jamin.
But
You know, usually the way Twitter works, you can click on the and you'll see the profile picture.
That's going to take too much time.
Oh, sorry about that.
You know, we're running out of time here.
Why would we not want to throw the dice?
But she asks, or he, I'm not sure, is he as dreamy as he sounds?
You know something? I'm going to let you answer that one, man. You tell me.
Yes, he is. Look, he's wearing a plaid shirt right now. It's a red one with the red and like black squares. And he's got like a beard going. His hair slicked back. He looks like a lumberjack, but like one of those sexy lumberjacks.
I'll take it, actually. Yeah. I like that. I should update my profile to the sexy lumberjack.
Uh-huh. You know? Stefan, you know, I left college a long time ago. You don't know, but I left school and then I just came back to college now. And they say that in college, you're allowed to experiment. And I've never experimented. Would you want to?
You know, I'm good. Yeah, I appreciate the offer, man. But, like, I think I'm just going to draw. There's a line actually right here. There is an actual line.
That is pretty funny.
This mic moves. I think I'm going to scoot back a little bit more.
I was just putting it out there.
Hey, man. You know something? It's still young. I'm sure you can go out there and find a very, you know,
I thought I'd ask. My girlfriend might not really be into it. But,
is she a real girlfriend or more like one of those, like, made up girls?
No. She's real. She's very real. She's very beautiful. Very beautiful.
I mean, clearly to be with someone like you.
Oh, thank you. Also, I'm dreamy too.
Oh, of course.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are a dream, I think, is the definition of it.
Okay, now we're off track again.
Sorry, man. You just did.
It's okay.
It's blame it on the Twitter. I think it's the Twitter that
you're right. Well, thank you, Jamin, for that excellent question. That was a great question.
That was a very good question.
Now, Stefan, do you like actually love what you do?
So here's what I say, man, and this is my honest opinion on it. You can ask anybody, you know, from professional athletes to reporters, anyone. If anyone tells you they truly love what they do every day, they are full of is the C word allowed? You know, is that an abbreviation? Okay, she's not a man. No. They're full of baloney. All right, look, man.
Perfect.
The way I see it, let's say you work 7 days a week, right?
Right.
You love what you do for. Four out of the 7 days, you're fine. No one's gonna love what you do. I mean, every single industry that you're in comes with a certain level of stress, and the certain level of stress fluctuates. It's like, you know, like an adjustable. Some days it's worse than others. Other days it's unbearable. But for the most part, I love what I do. I love introducing and customizing technology, and I love the thing I love about what I do most, man. It's like I'll get like a puzzle, and not only do I get to put the pieces in place, but if I can find a way to rearrange the pieces where they would be more effective and better, I can do that. So that's what I would say I love the most about what I do, is that. And most days I love what I do.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of days it's very stressful.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with it. It's kind of like rolling with the punches, man. It's everything can be, you know, that way. Nothing I see anyone that does something of meaning is going to be, like, amazing every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
I do, like, wedding photography and stuff. And then when I get to editing, my picture, like, 300, I'm like, ugh.
See, I'm
fighting to keep my eyes open.
Right? But while you're shooting, you're drinking.
Oh, so much fun,
socializing, you're eating, you know what I mean? And you're getting paid.
And I get to talk to bridesmaids. I mean,
what was that? I'm sorry.
No, I was just kidding. They're just very nice people.
They're very nice ladies. Very nice ladies.
Well, cool, Stefan. I mean, is there, you know, what was your dream when you were, this is a question I've never asked. What was your dream when you were a kid? Like, did you ever want to be like an astronaut or like a rock star?
You know, I never wanted to be an astronaut or rock star, I'll say. Honestly, like, I never really have like thoughts back then on what I wanted to be, you know, growing up. I honestly either assumed it would have been in the restaurant business or it would have been something I found. I mean, I knew I was never, you know, talented enough to become a pro athlete, so I didn't even, you know, think about that aspect. But I'd say I remember when I was working at Smart Final, I remember just thinking, like, I hated going to work when I worked at Smart Final. I mean, it was like,
I could imagine.
It was horrible. Like, you know, you got to clean bathrooms, you got to do all that stuff. So I remember just sitting back and really thinking, like, man, one day I hope I can do something that, like, I enjoy doing. you know what I mean? That was what I would say would be like what I wanted to do growing up. I want to do something that I enjoy and that had like meaning behind it. You know what I mean? I didn't want to just do like something just to do it. I want to do something that like would help people in a sense.
Yeah.
And kind of that's where I'm at right now, which is, you know, makes me very, very happy.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, time flies.
Right.
And I wish this episode could go on longer because you've been a lot of fun.
I'm sure you tell that to all the people that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, right, not at all. Right?
So I guess like one last question for you. Like, where do you hope to see your business now going?
Honestly, build it up, sell it, retire. That's the game plan right now.
Sell it, retire.
Build it up, sell it, retire.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I want to go with that one. And I've been doing this for 13 years. When you do anything for a certain amount of time, you get a little exhausted by it. You know what I mean? So that's why the game plan essentially is going to be just build it up and retire, man. See where life goes from there.
Yeah. And like sell it. What do you mean like sell it? Like where would you sell it? You just sell it to like buyer, like people who want to run your business?
So essentially the way you do it, the way I kind of structured my business, you can kind of break it up from like the security camera aspect of it, the telecommunications, the IT consulting, the distribution. You could sell it up and sell it off. So essentially you would kind of sell it to different companies. Say you want to start an IT company, you know, you have the backing. You know, you want to buy it so you don't start from ground zero. You buy the contracts, essentially, with it and kind of go with that. So
okay.
I'd say that would be the game plan in the near future, hopefully.
And just retire.
Hey, man.
Travel?
Travel. I want to see the world.
Yeah.
Got one life to live, bud.
Cool, man. Where are you from?
I'm born and raised in LA, man.
Yeah, where are your parents from?
Romania.
Romania.
First generation.
Nice.
Yeah.
Would you go back to Romania?
I go back every summer. It's amazing.
Man. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's a fun place to go, man.
Nice, dude. Hey, well, you know, at the end of every episode, I know you haven't listened to any. But I like to do like a lightning round thing where I just kind of ask you random questions.
Oh, fun.
And so you don't think about it. You just answer.
Well, I don't know if you want me to do about that, man. Then I might be able to post the show. So.
Just don't cuss, okay?
No promises.
All right. It's the fun. Wait, you know what? Let's do this. I'm going to set a little timer here.
Ooh, fun. Timers are always good.
Timers are always good. Especially when you're cooking. Oh, you're a cook.
Yes, sir.
So there you go. All right, you ready, Stefan?
I don't use timers. I go by feels.
All right, ready? And here we go. Is double dipping at a party okay?
No.
No, okay. If you could be any animal in the world, what would it be?
Lion.
A lion. Mm. Do your best. Roar.
Roar.
Roar. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Do your best Chewbacca impression. Oh my goodness. Everybody I ask has a terrible Chewbacca impression.
Let's hear yours, Cheech. You practice. You know he practiced that in the mirror. How many times you stay in front of a mirror and do that one, huh?
Dog kisses on the mouth. Are they okay?
For my dog, yes.
Okay, that's disgusting. What's the most interesting thing about you that most people don't know?
Well, if I tell you that, it wouldn't be interesting anymore, would it be?
All right, well, let's say a word in Spanish.
Guapo.
Can you name 3 U.S. presidents?
Yes. George Washington, Barack Obama, George Bush.
Oh, okay. Let's see. If you were to get rid of one state in the U.S., which would it be?
No comment.
There you go. There's the timer. Well, Stefan, thank you so much.
I really appreciate that, man.
For all the ladies listening out there, I mean, Jamin as one, do you want to plug your Instagram or Twitter or Facebook?
Yeah, you know, you can plug the Instagram if you want. It's s.grasu. So it's going to be s.grasu for the Instagram.
And ladies, he pulled up in a Tesla. Oh, just throwing that out there. Throw that out there. Bonus points.
Oh, man, you're too much.
All right, dude. Well, thank you for coming, Stefan.
Anytime, man. I appreciate it.
I hope I didn't embarrass you too much.
Not at all. It's hard to embarrass me, man. All
right. Well, I'm glad you came. I would love to have you on again if I could. Maybe next semester or something.
Next semester, let me know if you need it.
All right, man. Well, thank you.
All right.
Well, thank you to all the listeners out there for tuning in to Living the Dream here on KPCRadio.com. My name is Christian, and hope you tune in next week at 1:30. Don't forget. All right, bye.